It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea.
Ooh, scandalous.
Spill it, honey.
I'm gonna spill it. Happy Halloween. It is time to spill the tea. Starting with Taylor Swift. She is talking about how, just like the rest of us ladies, unfortunately, early in her career especially, that she was shamed for being a little too sexy.
You know, when I was like 23 and people were just like kind of reducing me to kind of making slideshows of like my dating life and putting people in there that I'd sat next to at a party once. And it's in a way, it's figuring out how to completely minimize by taking something that everyone in their darkest, darkest moments loves to do, which is to slut shame.
Oh, T-Swift. I just think she's so sophisticated and classy. I hate that people did that. But all, you know, and it is interesting if she's ever with someone or just even sitting next to someone that were like, that's her new man. So it's got to get old. But
yeah, I can't believe she's still with the same guy for this long. Like, is this a record? No, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to shame anything. It's like, how long has she been with this dude?
I feel like they've kept it kind of on the DL, and I feel like it's working.
Maybe that's why it's actually lasted so long.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is so exciting, you guys. Eminem has a new collaboration with Joyner Lucas, and it has leaked. We have it for you now. Just a little snippet. It's called What If I Was Gay.
Yeah, what if I told you I'm out of place? Wait, what if I told you that I was gay?
What if I'm a hypocrite who's afraid to just face truth? Wait, what if I told you I'm gay too?
Okay, that was Watermark. Sorry if that sounded a little weird, but yeah, we wanted to give it to you so you could hear it.
It's like Producer Pork Chop exclusive. Producer Pork Chop exclusive.
I'm excited. What do you guys think of some new stuff from Eminem?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm the biggest Eminem fan. Like, I'm from Michigan originally. And yeah. I want the old Eminem back. I don't know.
You think he's changed?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really been blown away with anything. Like I'm a rap expert or anything. It's just like what I like is what I like.
Yeah.
And I haven't really loved it. I don't hate it, but I don't know. I want old Eminem back. Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is.
You know, he is like Benjamin Button, though, I swear. He ages backwards. He looks younger now than he did before. So you know who else does? Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones. She's finally revealing who was responsible for that Starbucks coffee cup that famously appeared during scenes of Game of Thrones that set everyone on fire.
Well, okay, so here's the truth. We had like a party before the Emmys recently, and Conleth, who plays Varys, who's sitting next to me in that scene, he pulls me aside and he's like, Mila, I've got to tell you something, love. The coffee cup was mine.
He admitted
it was his. It was Conleth's coffee cup. He said so. He's like, I think it was. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to say anything because it seemed, you know, the heat was very much on you. And I was like, what? I think that's who did it.
That's a whole group of people, though. Like, people don't realize this. Like, there's people, their whole job is to make sure, whether it's a TV show, movie, whatever it is, that if they're reshooting a scene or anything they're doing, that it looks right.
The continuity. Actually, my buddy Cody out in LA, he works on the set of Modern Family, and that's his job. He does props. He makes sure that everything's perfect. He loves it, but he was like, I can't believe that happened. How could that happen? I know exactly what happened. Someone did a last minute hair makeup tweak or something and left it there. So that's so cool. And lastly, here, Rob Lowe is talking about how he got some advice at the gym back in the day from Sylvester Stallone.
We used to work out at the same gym in the 80s. Uh-huh. He was training for Rambo, the second one. Remember when he got just yoked?
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
And he would give great advice. He was like,
hey, you know, listen, you, all you gotta worry about is your abs and your biceps. Because that's all everybody looks at.
It's true, though, guy, right? Am I right?
Like, that's a pretty good Stallone impression
Rob
right there.
Lowe. Rob Lowe, so sexy.
McKenzie with the T here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Liv's going to explain this a little bit more, but why are you trying to make candy deals this morning? Or what are you doing here?
I just think with Halloween, it's very important to know kind of the candy exchange rate, because I do believe there is one.
Okay.
Candy wars.
Candy wars. Candy wars. We will do that next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.